It's three screens. You should see this. It's
I have two.
Oh, it's like the NASA setup over here.
I feel inadequate. One of my screens does have a spaceship cockpit.
Oh, I have some solar thing over here, and then I have some, I don't know, it's NASA over on the one side.
That seems to be a trend, a theme.
It is, it is. Okay, so I'll read the intro and then we can just...
Make fun of our husbands.
Make fun of our husbands, yes.
That's what the people want.
Pretty much. I think they want shameless mocking of CJ and Andrew.
We can do that.
This is the Microsoft Cloud Show, episode 100, recorded live October 23rd, 2015, where the wives hijack the show. Here we go.
Welcome to the Microsoft Cloud Show, the only place to stay up to date on everything going on in the Microsoft Cloud world, including Windows Azure, Office 365, SharePoint, Exchange, Link, and related technologies.
Just the information, no marketing, no BS. I'm Chris Johnson.
And I'm Andrew Call.
And we're just two dudes telling you how we see it.
Vicky, it's nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you, Meredith. I can't believe it's taken us this long to actually get kind of face-to-face.
Kind of face-to-face via the screen. Our husbands have hung out. I've hung out with CJ, and I guess Andrew's hung out with you. And
yes.
But being on opposite sides of the country and having kids kind of precludes us from ever hanging out. So
it does.
They're pretty brave to put us together, I think.
I think they know what they're in for.
I think they're kind of hoping for it. I think they're secretly excited about this.
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like Chris might be just outside the door.
Andrew just shut the door. He said he didn't want to hear it and he wasn't going to let himself listen to it until it had been produced. So we'll see if he actually sticks to that.
Ooh.
So we'll see.
Risky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he can totally hear me, I'm sure of it. So
yeah.
So they left some notes for us.
They did. We can loosely stick to their notes.
That sounds good. Is CJ as much of a control freak as Andrew is? Because I'm sure that's why I got notes.
No.
I'm sure that's why I got notes and questions, because he wanted us to cover all that.
Yes.
And I think our instructions were to make it interesting for their listeners.
Hmm. That might be the most challenging part. I mean, what's your background, Meredith?
My background is special events and human resources.
Like cool, exciting stuff.
Cool, exciting stuff. Yeah, I worked at the Chamber of Commerce for about 10 years and did special events, human resources. And then I did, when Andrew started the company with Ted Pattison, Critical Path Training, I did operations for them. And so, yeah, very boring, non-technical background. How about you?
I was a lawyer in my past life.
Equally as interesting.
Yes, riveting stuff. And I did do a lot of technology contracts.
Okay.
But I'm a words, not numbers and science person.
Oh, no, me neither. When my 10-year-old has science and math homework that he doesn't understand, I send him directly to the office
right, to
ask Andrew about it.
That would be nice. I should save homework for Chris when he gets home.
You should. You should. Now, how old are your kids?
5 and 7.
5 and 7. Okay. So ours are 10 and 6. So a little bit ahead of you in the
homework stakes.
Yes. Yes. Trust me, it gets bad in 5th grade. Lots and lots of homework. So,
yeah.
So this is their 100th episode. And that's why they invited us on here to talk about them.
Meredith, I have a little side question.
Yeah.
Have you ever listened to an episode?
No, I have not. Have you?
Me neither.
So I actually produced, that's so funny. I actually produced, like, once they send the magic over to the guy to do the production, I make sure that it all gets done on the website and, like, gets published on time. And so I listened to about the first 10 seconds just to make sure that he sent me the right episode.
So you hear the intro.
I hear the intro, make sure it's the right number.
Many times.
Yeah. And then, they start talking in acronyms and all of this different language that I don't really understand.
Somewhat like being out for dinner with friends who are in that industry.
Very much like.
The conversation quickly tracks off into work and technology, and all I hear is womp, 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 womp.
It's like Charlie Brown's teacher, yep.
Yes.
Sounds like maybe you have some experience having a couple of dinners like that.
Oh, yeah. Just a few.
Yeah, just a few. Well, have you been to any conferences with CJ?
Well, when Sam was really young, we went to New Orleans.
Oh, fun.
But I didn't attend any of the conference stuff.
Yeah. I end up just standing there listening to, you know, people go back and forth and Charlie Brown teacher the whole time. I have no idea what they're talking about.
But with animation and excitement.
Oh, very passionate about what they do.
Yes.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. So,
which is wonderful. Isn't it nice that our husbands are so passionate about their jobs?
Yes. Yes, indeed it is. It is. And I guess they wanted us to to tell people what we think they do?
Yes. It's always a tough one. People, especially at the moment with Chris starting his new venture, oh, so what will the company do?
Right.
That's a good question.
Yeah, exactly. How do you answer that question? What do you say?
I usually say they're kind of going to be an incubator for a whole lot of new ideas. And when they have a really great one, they're going to narrow the focus down and pursue that.
See, that's perfect.
And then people say, but still technology? Yes.
Yes, definitely technology.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I just say Andrew is a writer, speaker, trainer, basically whatever people want him to do around Office 365. Mm-hmm. And I hope that somewhere I'm kind of remotely close to doing that. So
hitting a base. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I have a lot of friends that are non-technical. And so they quickly kind of glaze over and they're like, oh, you just went technical. So
they don't need much more of an answer.
No, they're good with that. They're good with that.
Yeah.
Let's see. What are some of their other notes?
What is the cloud? What is the cloud?
And what is the cloud? We should really have the kids on here answering these questions, because that would be far more interesting than what is the cloud? Well, it's like there's these data centers that hold all the data and people can access their data without wires.
Right.
That's pretty much the way I define it, right?
In the sky, right?
Theoretically.
Yeah.
There are people I know that think that the data is somehow living literally in the clouds. But no, massive data centers, you know, I've seen pictures.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Data center pictures? Tell CJ to...
I need to look up some pictures.
Tell CJ to show you pictures of like Amazon's data center and all their massive like servers.
It's like, it's geek porn.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it's geek porn. Speaking of geek porn, CJ and Andrew are probably equally in, let's see, space.
Yes.
Legos.
Yes.
Car racing.
Yes.
What else?
Oh, those are the big ones.
Yeah. Are your kids equally as excited about all of that stuff as my kids are?
Yes.
Are they into racing and Legos and space? And
racing, not as much yet. Kate has started watching the football with Chris.
Oh, okay.
Which is pretty cute.
Yeah, that is
little
cute.
5-year-old watching.
Trying to understand and
yes,
follow along.
Sam seems less interested in that.
Oh, really?
Oh, but he's well on board with the Lego and space side of things.
Yeah, we need to get you guys over here and go down to Kennedy and
yes,
do the whole space geek out thing and Legoland and all that fun stuff.
Yes. I can get in there with the Lego. I always had those as a kid.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and we have Legos. Andrew's mom is trying to give us all the Legos from when he was little. So they're all like, you know, 30-year-old Lego sets.
And still just fine.
Yep, that plastic will last forever. Mm-hmm. We have Legos for years.
Yes.
So... Oh, look at these questions they write for us. Oh, my goodness.
Do you use the cloud? When I read that and saw, I mean, Dropbox and that kind of thing, sure, I knew that was in the cloud. Facebook, never really occurs to me that Facebook uses the cloud.
They use the cloud?
Apparently. It's in the list.
I know. I'm like, is that a trick question?
Yeah. Are we being set up?
I think we're being set up to look like we don't know what we're talking about. But I mean, sure, like, because you access... information and you don't have wires, right?
Yes.
Instagram.
Yeah, I don't really use Instagram or Twitter.
I don't use Twitter. You know what I use?
I don't use the Twitter.
the Twitter. You know what I use Twitter for is when Andrew's at a conference.
Oh, yes.
To follow how he's doing at his sessions and when he's speaking and all that kind of stuff. It's like I can like remote stalk him from home.
Yes. Is he a regular updater?
Yeah, I think he's on Twitter a lot.
One of the constant battles in our household is getting Chris to put his phone down.
Oh, ooh, yes, indeed. And now,
I'm stirring the pot now.
And now the pot is stirred. Yeah, we were having lunch yesterday, just the two of us. It's a rare thing when we have lunch and the kids are at school. We're sitting at the kitchen table and he's got his phone in his hand. I'm like, it's nice having lunch with you and your phone. Yeah. Always plugged in. Always
happy
connected.
Threesome.
Yes, exactly. So yeah, I'm not on, I use Twitter for stalking. I'm on Facebook and Instagram. Azure, Amazon, and Google. Not so much. I know what it is, but like, I know what Azure is and they talk about it all the time. And I see it on the podcasts when I'm producing putting all the magic on the website. But
Chris and I were talking about this podcast this morning and, laughing about how little I am interested in technology. And he mocked me by asking my opinion on the new Azure platform. Yeah, no.
Not really.
No, no opinion.
Yeah, no opinion. Is it going to put food on the table? Then I probably like it.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll let the experts handle it.
Exactly, exactly. Let's see. How does the cloud impact your lives?
In ways I'm not even aware of.
I don't know, but they have a podcast and they've been doing it, let's see, for 199 episodes. So
yes.
And they talk about the cloud. So
and there's always a lot of laughter.
There's always, I think they giggle more than they laugh.
That's fair.
But yes, there's a lot of giggling when they do their podcasts. And it's funny, like I remember when he said, CJ and I are going to start a podcast. And I was like, oh, that's cute. You know, we'll see how long.
Adorable.
Yeah, we'll see.
You boys.
We'll see how long this lasts. And here we are 100 episodes later.
Right.
And they bravely turned it over to the wives to make it interesting for their listeners. I don't know how good we're doing on that, but
we better tell some good stories now.
Oh yeah, I got some.
We were laughing about the state of Chris's office earlier.
It's quite a mess, actually.
It's quite a mess. He claims to know where everything is. There's a system.
Okay.
The stack of empty cardboard boxes behind me kind of makes that a lie.
Yeah. Does he have a problem throwing boxes away? Because it appears that he's connected to them.
Yes. I don't think it's that he has a problem getting rid of them. He just no longer sees them.
Oh, yeah.
They've ceased to exist. They're empty.
How long have they been there?
I don't know. I don't get to come in here very often.
Oh, you don't?
This is the man cave. So much so that at one point, Chris suggested he would really like, and it is his 40th birthday coming up.
Yeah.
He's brought this up a few times recently. He would really like to get an old airplane cockpit and knock a hole in the side of his office and install the cockpit so that it's connected to the house on the outside so that he could climb in to his little airplane cockpit to play Elite as though he's actually in a spacecraft.
What is Elite?
It's the space game that he likes. Uh-huh. Computer game.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yes. To knock a hole in the side of the house.
You don't think that sounds perfectly reasonable?
I'm struggling.
I would agree with you. I would probably shut that one down quite
quickly. His alternative was that he offered to trade me his office for our pantry, which is underneath the stairs and therefore shaped somewhat like a cockpit. And that he would do up the inside of the pantry and sit in there in the dark.
I might be a little worried about him.
Right. It was tempting. The office is a good size. I could fit a lot of food in here.
I was going to say, but is it convenient to the kitchen?
Not enough. You see? That was, yeah, I would have to walk a lot further.
No.
But really, he's serious.
I can see him trying to sell that to you.
Yeah.
Thankfully, Andrew doesn't really play that many video games. It's not really, you know, partially probably because he just doesn't have time. And he chooses to build Legos. You see all the Legos behind?
Yes.
Yeah, massive display of Legos.
We have a number of the same
sets
in here.
It makes it really easy to buy for, though. Oh, I'll just get him a special Lego. Get him a new Lego. And then he can build it with the kids, but he won't let the kids touch it or play with them. he's like, we joke that he is in the Lego movie, that he's totally the dad in the Lego movie. Totally. Yes. Completely. That is our family to a T. It's kind of funny.
Has he super glued the...
Oh, the Craggle. The Craggle. No, he has not gotten the Craggle. Apparently that's like blasphemy to Craggle Legos.
It's sacrilege.
Yeah. But, you know, we have a six-year-old daughter who is quite the destructive girl and she likes to come in and mess with things. So he'd be wise to...
She would probably call it playing.
Yeah, I know. Novel concept. She wants to play with these silly Lego toys that
he wants to
display and collect dust. He doesn't dust them very often. It's a good thing that you can't zoom in and see the dust that lives on these Legos because I don't clean the office. Like this.
Oh,
is...
no. Oh, no.
No. Yeah, that's up to him. And I do have a desk. I have I used to work up here every day when I worked at Critical Path, but now my office has migrated down to the kitchen.
How funny. That's where my office is too.
Yeah, on the counter.
The small counter section that has my computer on it.
Yeah, and I stand. Yeah. I wonder at the end of the day, why does my back hurt so bad? Because I've been leaning over.
Oh.
Sitting, you know, at the computer trying to get some work done. It's kind of funny. So, anyhow, I want to talk about how we feel about our husbands having groupies.
I know. I'm torn about how I feel about the groupies. On the one hand, groupies.
I think it's a riot. I think it's hysterical that there's groupies.
Yes.
And then on the other hand, I'm like,
super weird.
It's kind of creepy.
A little bit.
It used to really bother me, actually, when I was in my younger days.
With small children stuck at home.
Yeah.
Off they go to exotic conferences.
My friends are like, yeah, Andrew's working really hard at those conferences. We see those pictures on Facebook. And I'm like, no, he's really working. It's hard to defend you, babe. You know?
Right.
I can't defend you when you're putting pictures of the parties up.
You're not making this easy for me.
Mm-mm. No, I think it's more, I used to be worried, but I really think it's just comical now that they follow them around and try to get their attention at conferences. And
it's flattering that there are people who think they're so good at what they do that they would go to a conference just to see them.
It's pretty amazing.
Yes.
It's pretty impressive, I guess, that they have following that they do.
They're good at their jobs.
Yes.
But the nature of the industry, they like to think they're rock stars.
We've always said the last couple of years when this kind of thing has happened where Andrew has the followers and the conference groupies that, kind of track him down after conferences and stuff or after sessions. And we say he's a celebrity of a subculture, it's like this underground, I can tell my friends what he does and they're like glazed over or whatever, And then every once in a while you'll hit on somebody who's like, yeah, that's totally get that and totally know what he's doing. And I'm always impressed about that. But
yes, I agree.
It's totally a subculture. And thank goodness he has groupies because quite honestly, it pays the bills when he goes and speaks and people buy his, his plural psych classes and stuff like that. So,
maybe we need a 100th episode podcast t-shirt.
Totally. We could sell it.
We could sell it.
And put their hot wives on the t-shirt instead of their door. Actually, they would probably rather have CJ and Andrew's faces, I'm actually thinking, perhaps.
That's so sad.
And that's really scary, isn't it? It's totally scary. Yeah.
Yes.
Let's see. Well, how do you feel about the cloud and impact when the internet goes down?
Oh, I don't like it when the internet goes down. The internet, it breaks.
I know. Hard to believe.
Chris is at work. Who's going to fix it?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Then I call my tech support and the first answer is always, have you tried shutting down and restarting?
Did you reboot it?
Right. Mm-hmm. Have you rebooted the router?
Uh-huh. That's what I was going to say. Last week he was out of town and I was so frustrated because my wireless kept jumping off and on and it was driving me crazy. And I text him and he's like, have you unplugged it and replugged it? I'm like, seriously? Oh my God. Now, never mind the fact that fixed it.
Exactly. That's the most frustrating part.
I'm like, Oh, I hate it when he's right. But seriously, we haven't had internet our whole lives and now we're so dependent on it. It's like emails from teachers for the kids or, communicating with him or, I don't know about you, but like I'll be in the kitchen and Andrew will be up and working and I could totally just holler up to him, but I text him half the time or I send him an email, because it's just easier. My friends are like, you email your husband when he's upstairs. I'm like, yeah, you never know what he's working on or if he wants to be interrupted. And so, but CJ actually has an office outside the home, right? Because he goes to an office. I've seen some pictures.
He goes to an office during the day. With his magnificent view.
Yes, his beautiful view and quite the firefighter with the broken ribs, right?
Quite the firefighter. I'm not sure whether they've covered that on the podcast.
I don't know if we have. I think you should tell that story just in case.
Superhero antics.
Mm-hmm.
Chris and his new business partner were in their new offices and somebody knocked on the door and said, we need to evacuate the building. There's a fire down the hall. Chris and Brian being the tough guys that they are, well, the smoke detectors the fire alarm hasn't gone off. Oh, it's in a locked office. There's just smoke coming out from under the door. We've called the fire department. They look at each other, look around, grab the nearest fire extinguisher. And
did they put their superhero capes on too?
I think that was implied, yes. head down there, locked office, feel the door with the backs of their hands, check, make sure it's not hot. They've seen backdraft.
Yeah, exactly.
And then proceed to shoulder barge the door to try and break it down. That didn't work. So they kicked it until it broke. Got in there, and there was a PC on fire, smoking. So they put it out, took it outside, saved the day. Here it is. The fire department show up, and the guy's talking to Chris and Brian. Oh, how did you open the door? Did you shoulder barge it? They're like, yep. Oh, how are you feeling? How are you? A lot of people break their collarbones trying to do that. They're like, we're fine. We're fine.
Did they both shoulder barge and break ribs?
Yes. No, Brian didn't break anything.
Oh, Brian didn't break. Okay.
Chris said that he himself was on the side of the door with the hinges, the side that was never going to break. And then a few days later, he's still, I think this may be more than just muscle soreness. I'm going to go and get an x-ray. Yeah, one or two broken ribs.
Superhero.
He regrets nothing.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh, it's a great story, right? I told him he can be the aging superhero for Halloween. It's perfect.
Yes, yes.
Getting old.
He's going to be a Thunderbird again this year for Halloween.
A Thunderbird?
You may not have ever seen it. It's a British, old British marionettes.
No, I'll have to look that up.
It's great. We went to Comic-Con a few years back and he wore his Thunderbirds. And it was a little like having groupies in the
Comic-Con?
Yes, there were a number of people who were just so excited.
That's a riot.
The bird's costume.
So what's really geekier, the having groupies at Comic-Con or groupies at a tech conference?
Ooh, I think we're getting into the geek nerd.
Uh-huh. I think we are, yeah.
Divide.
Yeah. Andrew doesn't like to be called a nerd. It's more of a geek. A geek is like a smarter person that like makes money doing what he can do.
Yes.
And I think that's better.
Nerds are like the Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah. Although I think Andrew might have played that when he was younger. I'm not
Chris
sure.
Did too.
Yeah.
I just wanted to get that in there.
Yeah, just sneak that. I think that's the last bullet point where it says feel free to roast AC and CJ. I think we're getting into that venue. Yeah.
Now, you think? are we going to get worse?
I don't know. It happens every day in this house. So they're easy targets, but we love them. We love them.
We do. Hear that, groupies?
Yes, exactly. Hands off.
Hands off.
Never mind, 99% of them are male groupies. That's okay. I think that's what I actually had to get over was like realizing that these are generally harmless, men who just really want a part of their brain, and just want to learn what they
talk to them.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's kind of cool. Like,
it
took me going to a couple conferences to really see what they do and to really understand that whole conference world and the parties are blowing off steam from prep. But I remember when Andrew did his first conference, and this was back in like, I'm going to say Stephen was just like 2007 maybe. And he got invited to speak at TechEd for the first time. And he spent weeks and weeks and weeks like prepping for this presentation and his going over his slides and practicing and rehearsing. And it was like epically huge, and it's just so funny now because it's like
the biggest deal.
It's not like that. And we're like, remember the days when you would practice for hours and hours and hours on this one TechEd presentation? It was massive. And now it's old hat.
Now it's, I have to speak in a week. I better throw some slides together.
I know. My how things change. So
yes,
let's see. Oh, the most frustrating aspect of your husband's jobs and careers. I can't believe they put that one in there. I know off the bat what mine is about Andrew, and he has absolutely no sense of time. Like, I'll text him and say, when are you coming down? Dinner's almost ready. And he'll be like, 5 minutes. And then I might see him 30 minutes later. So I don't know if CJ has that same problem.
Yeah.
But the lack of, I just have to wrap this project up, quote unquote, and then you see him however many hours later.
Yes. We don't run into those problems as much because Chris isn't here.
Right.
But when he is working in his office, if he wants to get something done, he cannot multitask. There is no talking to him if he's coding.
Oh, yeah, no.
Mm-hmm. Unless I want my head bitten off. Yeah.
No.
Don't interrupt the man with the code.
Well, and we've talked about that a lot because apparently it's they get into the zone. And if you get in that zone and take their brain away from what they're doing, then it takes them so long to get back into it, I guess.
They lose their mojo.
I guess. I don't code. I don't.
No. God, no.
I have no idea, you know, how to do any of that. So I will peek my head in the door and just, I can usually tell by the music he's playing what he's working on. But yeah.
If he has his headphones on, I won't.
Then it's like the stay away.
Yeah.
No, Andrew blasts music and he has coding music that's more like house, like dance, trance kind of it's coding music. And
I
know, and I know if that music is going that I probably should just stay away because he's in the zone doing his thing.
And doesn't he have a light outside the door?
Oh yeah, the busy light.
I want a busy light. Does that work with children?
Oh, my kid, you know what? My kids are trained on the busy light. Like they will come in and they'll check the light. Now it's, I don't really understand the technical reason why it sometimes doesn't work now, but I will remind him, like, you need to use this light because if it's red, the kids are like, shh, daddy's on the phone call, you know? But inevitably, you know, it's like 5 o'clock on a Friday. He'll be like, I have a call. I'm like, really? Because the kids are home. It's Friday.
Yes.
You know? And so that's one of the biggest challenges though, because, you know, he does a lot of work with West Coast people. So it's like their work time, their prime time is our wrapping up time. And so, but the kids have gotten pretty good about that. I would love to have a busy light installed in the kitchen or just, you know, hovering above my head, like that I could just, you know, they would go to daddy instead of mommy all the time. That would be nice.
Yes, that would be nice. I often find even if we're all in the same room, if Chris and the kids are in the same room and I'm in a different room, they'll come find me to ask for something.
Oh yeah, totally. Totally.
He's right there.
Yeah. Andrew will be sitting in the living room with the kids on his phone or his iPad, you know, doing email or whatever. And I'll be in the kitchen making dinner and the kids will be in the living room with Andrew and they'll be like, Mom.
Yeah.
Like, really? Really? Because he's sitting right there. Yeah. Can I have some apple juice? Well, you're old enough, number one, to pour it yourself. Number two, your father is sitting right there. But he's busy. Really?
Right. What am I doing?
Yeah. Because I'm not busy. Drives me crazy. But that's okay.
I find it funny, just a total change of the subject.
Yeah, absolutely.
That everyone else calls them AC and CJ. And the whole podcast, you and I have called them Chris and Andrew.
Do you call
You've probably called...
I call Chris
CJ.
Because if Andrew says
Chris...
I call
Andrew AC.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Because I don't call him AC unless I'm... I don't call him AC. Ever.
No.
Really. But that's how he's known. And I don't ever call Chris. Like, if Andrew says Chris, I assume it's one of his other friends. You know?
Who's not CJ.
Who's not CJ. It's CJ. Like, it's very bizarre. Isn't that funny? But was he CJ before... Like, before Microsoft? Has this been like forever a nickname?
Well, he was Microsoft in New Zealand when I met him.
Oh, okay.
So he was CJ to most of our friends. His friends before me all call him CJ.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But his friends that he's met through me or since we moved here mostly call him Chris.
Isn't that funny? So like his more work colleagues. And see, everybody calls Andrew AC.
Yes.
Except for... me and his family.
Right.
And like my friends don't call him AC, you know?
No.
But he signs his emails AC.
Because you call him Andrew.
Yeah. Yeah. They'd be like, AC, who is that? You know?
Yeah.
And sometimes I'll refer to him as AC if I'm talking like on Facebook his work friends, whose work colleagues that I've met through that, because that's
how they know him.
Yeah. It's kind of funny. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
And his parents would never call him AC.
You were the first person I'd ever heard call him Andrew.
Really? Yes. That's hysterical.
Like, oh, this is funny because I'm often the only one in the room calling him Chris.
Yeah. It's like the pet names for the men, except it's their real names. What do your kids call? What do your kids call Andrew?
AC.
That's funny. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Let's see. And what else? What do you think your husbands do? We talked about that, right?
Yeah.
Do we talk about everything? What else do you want to talk about? We have a couple more minutes.
We've got some time. Chris is taking Sam to school.
Oh, that's so generous of him to take Sam
to school.
I know. Isn't that
so
nice
kind.
So giving, right?
Kind, yes. Yeah.
So how much travel is CJ doing these days?
Not a lot.
No.
Yeah. Wow, they're just starting up. I think he has something booked for mid next year already.
Oh, that's kind of awesome.
But I know, because AC travels a lot.
Yeah, he does. He does. He travels, yeah, it used to be like 60 to 70%, and I'd say we're now back to like 40 to 50% of the time.
Wow.
But, you know, now that the kids are older, it's really not a bad thing. Like, when the kids were little, he would get home at the end of the week, and it would be like, oh my God, I need a break, you know, but the kids are older and a lot more self-sufficient, you know, and he would be home tired from traveling and he'd be like, I need a break. And I'd be, you know, so we had that kind of like,
you just had it.
Dynamic. I'm like, yeah, right. Cause your life's so hard going to conferences and having your groupies and going out to dinner. And, yeah. Right. No, nice try. Try again, my friend. But no, yeah, it's good now. The kids and I have our routine and, you know, then he comes home and messes it all up and stays for a while. And so I think his next trip's maybe in a week or so. Actually, I think he's headed out to Seattle.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I think he's headed out for the MVP summit. So be out in your neck of the woods.
Up here to the dark and the cold.
Yeah. See, it's still like in the 80s here. So
I see you in your t-shirt.
I know. Sweating, riding our bikes to school in shorts and t-shirts. Oh, yeah, I know. I know. Well, you just need to tell CJ to put everybody on a plane and come visit.
Move to Florida?
Yeah, or move to Florida. Yeah, cost of living's better over here. Hey, we've shopped Seattle. We can't afford to move to Seattle. It's crazy.
I saw something online that's the hottest real estate market in the country at the moment.
In Seattle?
Mm-hmm.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That's kind of nuts.
It is a bit nuts.
Yeah. So I don't know how good of a job we're doing making this interesting to the listeners.
I'm enjoying having this chat with you.
I know. I'm really sad that it's going to be listened to by all their listeners and we're not going to entertain them, but it's nice to finally talk to you.
Yes.
After so many years.
Exactly. Yeah.
And
I hope we've given some funny stories.
I hope so. I'm trying to think of anything else funny about these kids. I just love they have fun together.
They so enjoy each other.
They're kindred spirits. And Andrew said that, you know, after visiting with you guys, that our families are very similar.
Yes.
In the makeup and how we run our house and have our kids. So it'd be a blast to get us all together one day. And
we've got to do it.
Yeah, I know. So hopefully sooner rather than later, we'll make it up. We'd like to make it out to Seattle and escape the heat, but I'm sure you guys would like to come to the sunshine. And
well, yeah, we can do both. Do you ski?
We are going skiing for the first time in March for spring break.
Awesome.
So we shall see. Hopefully we don't break any bones.
Yeah, don't do that.
No, we're going to get some ski lessons and put the kids in ski school, and we're going to Park City for a week.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah.
We have some friends who live there.
Oh, you should come out.
High-spirited adventures.
Okay. Awesome.
Look them up. They have a ski company.
Perfect. Although I don't know that I want high-spirited adventures my first time on skis.
No heli skiing
this time? No, and no jumping out of planes like CJ likes to do. None of that.
Oh, that's good fun.
You jump out of planes too?
Only once, but I would love to do it again.
Oh, really? Oh, no.
Yes.
No, Andrew wants to do it too. I'm like, you are crazy. No way.
Safer than driving a car.
See, that's crazy to me. Well, I mean, I get that, but it's still crazy to me. No way. I'll never do that. Never do any jumping out of planes. Not for me.
Never say never.
Well, that's how I knew my brother was in love with his current wife is because he agreed to jump out of a plane for her. And I was like, oh, it must be love.
Must be love.
That's
right. It's the real deal.
It is. But yeah, we'll be on Park City in March. So maybe we can coordinate something then.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Gosh, that'd be fun.
Yeah. Be a blast. I'll get on that with Andrew and tell him to coordinate with CJ and get something set up. Because your kids are young enough. They're not in, they can be flexible on the schedules a little bit.
Yes, and we have a break. I think our spring break is in February.
Oh, that's like the middle of the winter for us. Yeah.
Oh, no, you're right. That's our midwinter break.
Oh, so you get spring break and midwinter.
Maybe April is midwinter, spring.
And now we're definitely boring people.
Yes. And we're done.
And we've lost all attention. So yeah.
Hopefully this part gets cut out.
Yeah, they can edit it out. We'll just like tell them to chop it before we start talking about spring break and all that good stuff.
So. Family vacations.
I know. I forget, you know, that we're actually being recorded and they're going to have to turn this into a podcast. So
we probably don't want the groupies to know that we may all be.
No, they might, you know, they might stalk us to Park City, right? So
it's not a big place.
No, we'll avoid all that. So anyway, but yeah, I guess wrapping up, and hopefully people learned a few things about Andrew and CJ.
Yes.
See, I can say Andrew and I can't say Chris. Isn't that funny? Andrew and, or AC and CJ. How about that?
There we go.
About AC and CJ and that we really don't know what they do, but they do it well. And
yeah, and we love them.
And we love them for it. That's right. It puts food on our table and they.
We're proud.
Yeah, super proud of them.
Proud tech-wise.
Yes. Geeks by association, right?
Yes.
Yeah, awesome. Okay, so I'm going to leave this going so Andrew can come up and turn it off.
Okay.
And hopefully I'll get to meet you in person soon.
That would be wonderful.
And we'll see if they ever invite us back to do this again.
Maybe for episode 200.
There you go. We've got a couple more years.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Thanks, right. Meredith.
Take care, Vicky.
Bye.
Bye.
If you have a question for us, go to microsoftcloudshow.com/questions, where you can submit it as text or record it as a WAV or MP3 and provide a link so we can play your question on the show.
Our theme music is an excerpt from Evaporated Eric by Monk Turner, used under Creative Commons.
You can subscribe to us on iTunes by searching for Microsoft Cloud Show
or via RSS at microsoftcloudshow.com, where you'll also find a full transcript and show notes of each episode.
You can also find us on Facebook searching for Microsoft Cloud Show or on Twitter at MS Cloud Show.
Thanks for listening.
We'll see you next time.